What's going on, everybody? This is Edison with the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC and rate us 5 stars on all platforms. We got Sugar Trip in the building. They just opened up for 18th and Addison on their album release party. We got, you know, one of the tallest guitar players I've ever seen. On top of that, he looks like Jesus. So it's like, you know, it's very, that effect is out there. So first of all, I want to announce your debut album, which is Canvas. All right, so I want you guys to talk a little bit about your album. Tell me, like, you know, what are we expecting out of the band, out of the group together? And Jesus, I definitely want to hear from you as well.
His birthday's actually on Christmas.
Yep. Fun fact.
Yeah, that's serious. Yeah.
No fucking
dead ass.
Yeah, dude, it's real.
Are you fucking? That's like a
second.
Let me
coming.
See your ID. Are you fucking kidding?
I'm serious, dude.
Holy I'll take it out right now,
ladies and gentlemen. We really got Jesus.
This I don't know.
This might be our biggest interview yet. Wow. This might save me from. Might bring me back, you know what I'm saying? He's not fucking lying. It's Christmas. 12/25 is his birthday. You can't make this shit up, ladies and gentlemen. So, tell me about your album.
So, we recorded the album Canvas in January of 2017.
Launched in 2018?
2018, okay. January. And it is now 2019. Playing that material for 2 years now.
Hey, but it is what it is. I mean, you know, you have to let people feel the music first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Justin, how would you describe our music?
I would say it's like a combination of different kinds of rock music, you know? And a lot of
loosely indie rock. I guess you can group it on that.
Different kinds of indie rock.
Easy.
A lot of sound effects
in the
music.
Loud drums. Yeah.
Soft vocals.
I did notice that, like, in certain songs, like, you guys start off slow and you start more with instrumentals and whatever, and then you change the vibe basically like a minute in, and then you get the vocals in and all that. So, like, tell me a little bit about that thought process and, you know, how you're putting those songs together.
I would say on Canvas, the vocals are not supposed to be like stronger than the music in a way. I feel like the music is almost the focal point, and the vocals are sort of like this ghostly narrative happening around the music, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would say that.
So tell me how you guys got together to begin with. Because I know, like, every band has their own story where it's like, oh, I started with my best friends and then they were jackasses and then I got another one. So I don't know. What's the story here?
We all went to high school.
The three of, we've all known each other forever. I've been friends with him since kindergarten. Justin, Matt, and I were in a band together. And actually, Justin played in the first band that I was ever in. So we've all been, like, playing music together in some capacity for years. And then initially, I wanted to try to maybe get our old band back together for like a reunion show just for fun. And Justin came to us with a new song, but it was a little too different from the older material. So we're like, let's just start a new band, even though it was all the same people. And then we had, I think you had like 4 or 5 demos of just like really rough outlines of some of the songs that are on the album. And then we were just going to do like a short EP. And right before, like the week before we were going to record it, our old drummer quit on us. So I recruited this guy, and it was probably the best possible thing that we could have done.
Thanks. I don't know about that. But I hope so.
So before we get in even further, I should have probably done this at the beginning. I want to introduce everybody. We got some drug people in the background, but it's fine. We got the drummer here. You're one of the lead vocalists, right? And you were singing as well as a backup.
Backing.
And then you were on bass and you were on drums. Just introduce yourselves first of all.
I am Michael. I usually go by Mike, as most Michaels do.
And
this is my friend Matthew here.
I'm Matt.
He already stole the name on Instagram at Michael, so nobody else can take
that.
Oh,
no, you, not me. No.
And I'm at Matt, and I also play in the band.
I love South Jersey, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean? People are fucked up in the background. We're doing an interview.
I think we messed up.
No, like, just tell me a little bit about, like, you know, your musical backgrounds. You know, you're doing the vocals. Where did you get, like, your musical sense from and just your voice, et cetera? as well as, you know, everybody here. You got the guitar player, bass, drummer. You know, I want to know a little bit about your musical background.
I think in the beginning, a lot of us were, like, probably all of us were into, like punk and metal and, like, maybe also classic rock, you know, like, stuff that, like, a lot of kids like, you know. And that's we were playing music like that. And then over time, you know, we sort of, like, got into our own little versions of rock, you know, to play. And I started out singing in a band when I was, like, probably in, like, middle school, and I was terrible. Not that I'm really good now, but, like, then I was really bad. Like, people were like, yo, you gotta stop singing, man. Like, and so I kind of stuck with it, and then eventually people were into it. So now I'm always singing.
You would say that, like, vocal cords and, like, hitting those notes and everything is definitely trainable. It's not.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you suck at singing, like, you're... All you gotta do is just keep doing it.
Some of it's trainable, but I also think some of it is.
Yeah,
natural.
A lot of.
I don't think anyone can sing. I think some people can try, but I don't think anyone can. Me
personally. Yeah.
Anything? I can't sing.
Tell me about your music background. How did you get into guitar and whatever? And now you're doing background vocals as well. So is that like always something that you wanted to do in regards to vocals, or is it just something that you're kind of forced into with the band?
I mean, I'm not much of a singer at all, but I think it definitely just adds some depth to the music when there's, you know, another voice in there. So I try to do what I can. And I grew up on like classic rock and blues, and started playing guitar at like 13. I'm mostly self-taught.
Got it. Now, what makes you guys link up with 18th and Addison and open up for them for their album release party? Like, how did that all come together? Yeah,
we've known Tom ever since we played in our other band, and he was in a
punk band. Yeah, the band that I mentioned before, our first show was actually their... Was it 18th and Addison, or was it Tom's old band? Yeah, no, that was Tom's old band, A Criminal Risk.
It was like their video release.
It was like a release show.
That was like a DVD release.
So the first time you guys performed was
full circle.
Tom way back when.
Yeah, yeah.
And he came up to us and was like, guys, that was incredible. Like, we have to be friends. We have to, like, play all the time.
So, and we've been friends. Mike and I have actually known him even longer, way back from, like, the metalcore days. His old band was, like, playing with, like, the metal bands that Mike was in and stuff, which was interesting.
That last band used to play with a bunch of metalcore bands, and I was in that scene. We were all in that scene for a while. I'm like the resident metalhead for the band, and to everyone's dismay most of the time. But it influences our material sometimes in a positive way.
It's cool because we all have, like, definitely a good amount of stuff in common that we're into, but we also have our own little things that we're into that kind of, like, it keeps it interesting, you know? Because if everyone, you know, just wanted the same thing, like, I feel like the end result would end up being kind of boring. If everyone's just like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Like, it's cool when everyone kind of has their own take on it.
A lot of bands, I feel, have, like, a certain mentality of, like, they don't want to open up for certain bands, and they don't want to humble themselves to be part of a bigger project. So what makes you guys want to do that with 18th and Addison?
We'll play with anyone, man. We just playing music.
I think we just
want to
have fun. 18th and Addison is a fun band.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Great people.
Fun to be around. Their music
great
is
musicians.
Awesome. We just want to have fun.
We also get put on so many different types of shows.
Yeah. People don't know what to do with
people us. Don't know, like, where to put us, so we get put on with bands like this, bands that are screaming the whole time, you know, bands that are acoustic. Yeah, hip rappers.
Really? We play random bills all the time.
Speaking of that, when I went to an Action Bronson show maybe a year and a half ago, first he had a rapper open up, and then right before him he had a punk rock band. So that was awesome to see in general. So I think, you know, going back to what you were saying with the hip-hop band, I think that kind of works because the punk rock band had everybody doing a mosh pit, and everybody didn't know what the fuck was going on because they were there for hip-hop for Action Bronson, but they were still part of it. You know what I mean? So it hypes everybody up.
I feel like that's becoming more common nowadays, but it's cool. I like seeing that, you know, just integrating different styles of music together. It's cool.
I think the trend is just to accept other people for who they are.
Right. Just right make good music, like, make a good like, vibe, and that's
Post
it.
Post Malone just put out a new album, and Ozzy Osbourne is
right.
One of the tracks.
Actually, we were just talking
so
about that.
Awesome.
It's like, where the fuck did Ozzy?
I love that.
He's been sleeping forever. Now, where the fuck did he come from to be on Post Malone's?
I guess not.
He's just proved it does.
Ozzy and Post Malone.
Yeah. I didn't hear the song yet, but I was told today. Is it cool?
No, it's really good.
But Post Malone was also, he started out as a punk rock. Yeah, he was a punk rock singer. And then eventually, because he was saying at one point, which pissed off the hip-hop scene, he said, I don't listen to hip-hop for emotions. He said, which is like the scene that makes him the money.
Yeah.
So people in hip-hop were obviously like, what the fuck do you mean you don't listen to hip-hop for emotions?
Yeah.
He's like, I listen to rock and blues and whatever. It's cool, but it's like, that's making you the money, so you should at least, you know, give a little fucking, you know, a little bite to the people that fucking make you the money,
seriously.
Motherfucker. No,
you don't even have to mean it. Just say something.
Yeah, you don't have to be.
Just say something.
Exactly. Just say anything.
Fans a little bit, you know?
But, you know, it's interesting, like, you know, the fact that someone like that from a punk rock before, like, 10, 15 years ago, you'd never see that transition. You know, now, you know, you're able to go from a punk rock lead singer to a punk rock band to, like, oh, we're going to do hip-hop music.
I love
it. You know?
Yeah. They're, like, it kind of takes the whole, like, there used to be, I don't know if it's different now or if it's not, but it seems like there used to be a lot of, like, elitism and, like, oh, you're not doing this for real if you were never around in the beginning or certain, like, genres of music or scenes. That kind
That's
of
actually
previous
true.
The like, example of that I could think of would be, like, the Beastie Boys. Like, they came from, like, a punk background.
Yeah, I like the
our
idea
next,
of being
actually, it's funny you mentioned that because our next album is actually a trap. Full trap.
Yep.
Our next album.
Yeah. I don't know if you're serious because you. I can't really tell if you're serious.
I mean, you'll find out.
I don't know. I guess we'll fucking find out if Sugar Trip is about to come out with some trap.
He's awesome. He's actually hilarious. Lil Nas X.
Did you guys hear that he came out and he's like gay now?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me happy actually. It's like.
I actually saw something on HBO like where he was in that barbershop show and Kevin Hart and like some other guys were ragging on him and I was like, dude, are you serious? Like,
yeah, apparently he was talking about.
That's crazy.
That's nice. And like Kevin Hart kept interrupting him and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not into it. And his new video for what's the name of the song? Promenade?
I'm not sure.
Did I make that up? I don't know. It starts with a P. It's something. But the video is insane.
Really?
It's a sick song.
Yeah.
That dude has got it.
I don't think it ruins anything for him personally, for him coming out in that sense. Yeah, I think it's good for him and his career.
Because the way he said it was like, since I'm at the top now, like some people would say I'm doing this for attention. But he's like, I'm at the top. I don't need more attention. I'm just saying it because it's true, and like, I want other people to feel comfortable. And I think that's awesome. That's so cool.
I think like the way they like found all this out was like people were going into like Twitter and searching like what he used to post and all this shit. You know what I mean? And then he was like a huge Nicki Minaj fan back in the day, which is I'm sure he's gonna make a fucking song with Nicki Minaj, which is probably sick.
I heard she retired.
That's what I heard today.
That's not true, right?
But I heard that today. I heard that today. But you know what I mean? Who knows? Maybe it's just like an attention, you know. Hey, look at me. Like I'm retiring. It's like, oh no, don't retire.
People do that. They retire to get a little bit so when they come back they
maybe
get,
Sugar
like,
Trip should retire and then come back like 2 weeks later.
That's how we're gonna do it. That's how we're gonna make the money.
Yeah, we're retiring after this, by the way.
I mean, we've been
this is the last
inactive
interview before Sugar Trip retires and comes back as a trap band. Hip hop trap.
Country rap.
Oh, country,
country
rap.
Country rap. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys are stealing Lil Nas X's.
Yeah, we're very inspired by him.
Yeah.
His music.
I mean, I guess he's the only one. So if you're the second, you're still like
still
in a money making position.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, tell everybody, first of all, where they can check your music out, where they can follow you on social media, because obviously, if you don't follow them on social media,
we're on every stream.
It doesn't even matter.
You can imagine. We're on Apple Music, we're on Spotify, we're on Bandcamp, we are on Amazon.
I don't even know Bandcamp.
Right, boom. We're on everything.
But they're on
Google.
It.
I'm going to say, if you don't use Bandcamp, you should use Bandcamp, because Bandcamp directly supports artists. By,
oh, really?
Yeah, you could buy the music directly.
From
the artists on
that.
Well, I think
see,
you can buy
that
merch through there too, right?
Really?
Yeah.
You can also
oh, shit.
We'll be
okay.
That as well.
What I do is I normally listen to people's music on Tidal because Tidal gives the most money from streaming platforms.
Also high quality.
Are we
yeah
on Tidal?
High
well
quality audio.
You are on Tidal. Because I did my research and I saw that you guys are on Tidal.
I didn't know that.
I thought only Kanye West was on Tidal.
Yeah, Kanye. Well, Jay-Z owns it, but... But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, make sure to follow them at Sugar Trip Music, right?
There you go.
At Sugar Trip Music. Make sure to check out their newest album, Canvas. And like I said before, you'll notice a lot of songs where, you know, they come in musically and then they bring in their vocals and they change the vibe mid-song. And just, you know, follow this movement, especially if that trap album is real.
You never know.
There's new stuff coming.
We won't know. But it's going to be a trip. Oh, you like that plug. Yeah.
That was good.
You thought of that one.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. We're going to cut it right before I say anything.
Hell yeah, dude. Thank you, man.
Later.
Thank you, brother. Definitely.
Thanks, man. But let me get all of your Instagrams because that's how we make sure we're all real. Yep. And
we are real.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me get you.
I don't think any of us have popping Instagrams.